Physician, leader, and Philadelphia native Dr. Ayla Stanford rose to prominence during the pandemic when she founded the Black Doctors Consortium. She was later appointed by President Biden to oversee a federal health agency. Now she can add a new title to her resume, author. She's written a memoir about her experiences called Take Care of Them Like My Own, Faith, Fortitude, and a Surgeon's Fight for Health Justice. WHYY's Nicole Leonard has more.
Dr. Stanford's career as a resourceful and innovative leader was shaped by her childhood in Germantown in Mount Airy, where she was raised by a single mom. Her family relied on food stamps. They didn't own a car, and at one point, they were homeless.
Growing up in Philly, I think a lot of the young people have to grow up faster than other kids, like my kids growing up in the suburbs. And that sort of grit that is known with being Philadelphia is what has prepared me for every potential obstacle that I have encountered.
Stanford details these obstacles and experiences in her new book. It's part memoir, part conversation about health equity and lack of access to care, and the challenges Black physicians face in their careers.
It's why the percentage of Black physicians in the United States is still at 5% or lower because of some of these things. Like, you know, becoming a doctor and a surgeon is already challenging enough. So then to add that on top of it is just, it's a lot. And I wanted to talk about that and say, but you can get through it. Like, don't give up.
Take Care of Them Like My Own, Faith, Fortitude, and a Surgeon's Fight for Health Justice is out this week at major retail stores, local bookshops, and online. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.